Lynn McGinnis Garner, currently the principal of Copernicus Elementary School, located on the south side of Chicago. The staff that I inherited basically at White was tenured. And so I knew that they were not going anywhere anytime soon. Actually, some of them were resistant to the changes that I was making. So I had to make adjustments, and I had to put some of the responsibilities back on the teachers to understand that we have a goal that we needed to meet. Nobody in the school wanted to be on probation, because in Chicago, that means basically we're told what to do, how to do it, when to do it. And that's not a really good setting for a school. And so we all had to commit that, one, changes indeed needed to be made. And that was hard, because if you're in a school for a long period of time and you've been doing things a certain way, you tend to become very comfortable. So when someone comes in new saying, no, really what you've been focusing on is not an area that really needs to be focused on, but we need to shift, a little resistance becomes evident. And so either teachers will join together and protest, or they'll really face the facts and say, well, you know, maybe I'm open to trying it. So my staff had to first know and be assured that I knew what I was talking about, and that if we made the little subtle changes that needed to be done, like regular assessments, they would see some changes and they would see improvement. And so I let the data speak for itself, if you will. And it did. And so some of those resistant teachers said, well, I'll try it. And when they tried it, then their colleagues said, well, if it's working for you, it might work for me. You know, I'm going to do it reluctantly, but I'm going to do it. And eventually everybody got on board. And then, of course, I had to massage those egos and put people in positions in which they were best fit. So I didn't have the luxury of a lot of my teachers flighting from the school, but I made some grade level changes. I put people in positions that made them feel empowered, and I allowed some of the teachers to do some professional development in areas that they felt were really important. And so that empowered them to want to rally behind the whole goal of improving academic achievement.
Hi, my name is Jarvis Sanford, principal of Dodge Renaissance Academy, located here in Chicago, Illinois. We made several different staffing changes. After the first year, over half of the staff really decided, and I like to say, we tried to create a culture where some individuals said this wasn't the place for them to be. And so as a result, several staff members decided that the new Dodge was not a place that they fit well with. And so again, creating a culture and a climate that's predicated on high expectations will allow individuals to say, this is the place where I'd like to be. And for others to simply say, no, I think I need to go elsewhere. And so helping them to understand and being relentless in our expectations of what teachers are responsible for was essential in creating that culture. Throughout the year, we utilized several different mechanisms to interface with the staff. One of the things that I think was most beneficial was the interpersonal relationship that I sought to have with each teacher. At the end of the school day, I spent an inordinate amount of time going around the teachers and just checking in with them, really finding out what worked and what didn't work, and finding out what their struggles were, and creatively finding ways that we could address areas that the school needed to improve upon. There were several interventions we used. The first one was, in terms of special education, we implemented inclusion, where the vast majority of our special ed students were in the regular ed classroom throughout the day, and the special ed teachers co-taught and co-teamed with the regular ed. I think that provided us the greatest benefit, because those special ed teachers were able to help regular ed teachers understand how to differentiate, even for the regular ed students. And so we sought to use our budget to hire various different staff members creatively to really help. Once the assessments were graded, we would then creatively break the various different groups up to ensure that those students who had not reached proficiency could get additional teaching in the next week.